My name is Teddy, and you're listening to Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy. I'm using Ascension Press Great Adventure Kids Catholic Bible Chronicles. The use of the Catholic Bible Chronicles has been granted by Ascension. You can find it online at their website, ascensionpress.com. This podcast is a production of Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy, and is now reviewed or endorsed by Ascension. We'll begin with an opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for all the things you have given us in our life, like shelter from the rain and a warm bed to sleep in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we will read the story, New Pharaoh Enslaves the Israelites. It is based on Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 through chapter 2, verse 10. New Pharaoh enslaves the Israelites. All of Joseph's brothers were moved to Egypt. There were 12 in all, including Joseph. There, they brought their father Jacob with them, together with their wives and their children, 70 people in all, and all their flocks. Hundreds of years passed, and generations were born and died. Israel, Joseph, and all Jacob's sons died, but their children had children and grandchildren too. The people of Israel were prospering in Egypt. Eventually, a new Pharaoh came to power in Egypt, and this king didn't honor the promise made in Joseph's day. When the old Pharaoh had invited his family to live there, the new Pharaoh was bothered by all these children of Israel. There were so many of them, too many for him. This new Pharaoh was afraid that the children of Israel, now called the Hebrew people, would join Egypt's enemies and bring him down. So this new Pharaoh made the Hebrews work very hard. He sent them to build great cities and labor in the fields. But even so, more and more children of Israel were born. Finally, the Pharaoh issued terrible, deadly orders. He told all the midwives, women who helped other women give birth, to kill the sons of Hebrews when they were born. The midwives could let the girls live, but the boys were to be killed at birth. The midwives feared the Lord and wanted to do right, so they disobeyed the Pharaoh and let the baby boys live. They told the Pharaoh that the Hebrew women were so strong that they managed to have their babies free before the midwives could even arrive on the scene. But the Pharaoh would give up. He told all the people of Egypt, not just the midwives, to kill all the newborn male children of the people of Israel. Let the daughters live, he said, but throw the boy babies into the Nile River. He wanted to make sure that when the Hebrew girls grew up, they would only have Egyptian men to marry. Working the people of Israel as slaves was one of way to weaken them. Killing the boy babies was another way. One Hebrew mother thought of a plan to protect her baby son. She hid him at her home for as long as she could. But of course, babies grow and learn to move around and make noise. After 3 months, this mother made a basket for her son, placed him in it, and set it floating on the Nile River. It was like little ark giving safety on the waters. The baby's big sister stood nearby and watched his basket float on the Nile River to see who would find and save him. A young woman came to the river that day with her servants to bathe in the cool, clean water. She was the daughter of the Pharaoh himself. She saw that the basket sent her servants to get it and peered inside. There was a baby crying. She could see right away that the baby was one of the Hebrew children, for he bore the sign of the covenant that God had given to Abraham. The boy's sister, standing nearby, offered to help. "Should I get one of the Hebrew women to take care of this child?" she asked. Pharaoh's daughters agreed. And so the boy's sister went and found the perfect person to raise the boy. His very own mother, of course. "Take this child," said Pharaoh's daughter, not knowing any of this, "and take care of him." She would even pay Moses' mother for the work of raising her own son. When he was old enough, the child was brought to Pharaoh's daughter and raised in her royal home. She gave him a name, too. She said, "I drew him out of the water," and so she named him Moses. Once again, God had brought good out of human evil. The Pharaoh sought to destroy God's people dwelling and prospering in Egypt, but God and his goodness can never be stopped. Out of this evil, God worked good. He rescued and raised up a leader who would bring his people out of slavery back to the promised land at last. This is quite exciting. Pharaoh was worried that the children of Israel would destroy Egypt, so he made them his workers. He then did a wicked thing by killing all of the firstborn boys. But we read about a brave Hebrew woman saved her son by floating him in a basket on the Nile River. She trusted God to take care of her son. The baby was rescued by the Pharaoh's daughter. God had important plans for this baby. His name was Moses. Pharaoh tried to end the Israelites, but instead God used this part of his plan for Moses to free his people. God has a plan for every one of us, even when it may not seem like it. Next time we will read Moses asked Pharaoh to let his people go. Thanks for sitting and praying with me today in Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy Podcast. Make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can join me next time.